producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back as we roll in on hour number two. And I know this one is going to seem tame compared to yesterday. I actually dealt with Ted Nugent twice yesterday. That was a ride, let me tell you. But that's, you know, that's beside the point. We don't have him today, so it's just going to be me and you. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Modularity personified. There's really nowhere you can't mount one of these things. They have something called the Rapid Transition Interface. That you can just, it's held together, I think, by three screws on the back of the holster. And matched with one of the MOLLE, or with one of the RTI claws or wheels or any of the other attachments that they have out there. Literally, you can mount your holster anywhere. And that completely discounts everything else they make. I'm just scratched the tip of the iceberg. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The Donald put out a paper the other day, a policy paper, to explain the importance of key Second Amendment issues. He says that concealed carry is a right, not a privilege, and contends for national recognition of concealed carry permits from every state. I myself, the problem that I have with any sort of limitation is that it's a limitation. And then they'll take that limitation and they build upon the limitation. What I would rather Trump get out there and say is that everybody has the right to bear arms. And it's a right, not a privilege. But nobody consulted with me. Now, Breitbart News previously reported that he's a gun owner and concealed permit carry holder who believes that we must maintain the Second Amendment in its strongest form. It would be interesting to figure out what he thinks is that is. That'd be interesting to find out. According to Trump, the push for national right to carry recognition is one that needs to succeed as well. He explains, right of self-defense doesn't stop at the end of your driveway. That's why I have a concealed carry permit and why tens of millions of Americans do, too. The permit should be valid in all 50 states. A driver's license works in every state, so it's common sense that a concealed carry permit should work in every state. If we can do that for driving, which is a privilege, not a right, then surely we can do that for concealed carry, which is a right, not a privilege. I'm having a hard time coming up with anything to fault with the Donald on this one. While he's not out there being overly eloquent, I find his simplistic logic refreshing. He also used a policy paper to mock the idea of describing an entire category of guns as assault weapons. He explained that opponents of gun rights try to come up with scary-sounding phrases like assault weapons, military-style weapons, and high-capacity magazines to confuse people. What they're really talking about are popular semi-automatic rifles and standard magazines that are owned by tens of millions of Americans. Law-abiding people should be allowed to own the firearm of their choice. More importantly, and this is big, in the face of the most common gun control campaign wish list item, he said that he would not support an expansion of background checks. He pointed out that we have had background checks since 1998 and that those checks haven't lived up to the promises that were given when they were enacted. He says we have a situation where criminals get guns when they need them, background check system or not, while law-abiding citizens are still burdened with going through a check that's supposed to be instant, accurate, and fair, but isn't. I would love to know who he hired. He's hitting the nail I know some of you don't like him. On this issue, he is hitting the nail on the head. Now, he also pointed out something coming out of Richmond, Virginia that was called Project Exile. He would actually want to take that concept and make it a national concept. He said that with Project Exile, if a violent felon used a gun to commit a crime, they were prosecuted in federal court and go to prison for 5 years, no parole or early release. Eric Holder called that a cookie-cutter program. In Richmond, murders with guns dropped by 60% when Project Exile was in place. In the first 2 years of the program, 350 armed felons were taken off the street. He believes a combination of enforcement of harsh penalties for gun crimes and a revamping of America's mental health system, together with a broadened exercise to the right of the use of guns for self-defense, are the keys to addressing gun violence in America. There's only one problem here. He's getting everything right. This is not, Trump. Some of the things Trump says, I listen to him and I just grimace. I would hate to be in his campaign staff. I don't know how sycophantic you have to be in his campaign staff. Can you be honest with him? Can you tell him what he needs to hear sometimes versus what he wants to hear, that kind of thing? I think that's important with any campaign staff, that they be able to get with the candidate that is the wannabe and explain to him their area of expertise. Now, looking at this, coming from the Donald, he's been a very quick study on this, if this is not the way he thought about this prior. I have to give him that. He's been a very quick study on this. In the chat room, Tony O says he's selling to the masses. Okay. I don't know that he's selling to the masses in this particular case, because 56% of America thinks gun crime is on the rise and probably wants more gun control because of what they've seen coming out of the magic box. So I don't know if he's actually trying to sell to the masses, or if he's trying to sell to the conservative base, or if that's what he actually believes. And the shortcoming here is that we are never going to know that. We will never be able to enter the head of the Donald. I don't know if we were able to do that, if we'd want to. So, all I will say is I find that intensely interesting. I find that, if it's true, I find it very refreshing. I mean, he's the first one since Jim Gilmore, who's still in the race, I think, to get out there and actually put something out that pro-Second Amendment. Now, nobody questioned Jim Gilmore when he did that. And we've got all of these people that won't extend the same latitude to Trump. Because Trump, when you're a narcissist, when you have this streak that Trump has, which to be the Donald, you would have to have it. I mean, it's just, it's a requirement for you to succeed. When you have that and you are, you say a lot of things, and you say whatever's on your mind at any given time, and the narcissist in us sometimes says the wrong things because we think we're right all the time. Not always the case. No. On this, however, I have to give him the kudos. He has hit the nail on the head. He's done it simply. Jim Gilmore, his article that he wrote, and I don't remember where it appeared, his article was sort of wordy and long. It was good. It was great. Patriotic man, right? I mean, just painted down his back. He's just, whatever color patriotic is, he's got it. But that was quite concise, and I enjoyed it. Now, when we get back, one of the gun grabbers says, to stop shootings, we must stop the illegal guns. Duh. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. You know, I was talking about how modular they are. That was the original iteration of their product line, and it has expanded by four since then. They have the, they came out with the DC3 line, which is altogether, collaborated with Travis Haley. They came out with the Scorpion series, which was a redefinition of Kydex ammunition carriage. And then they came out with the Contact series, which is something altogether different. Kydex colliding with tactical nylon. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. What I'm about to give you comes from somebody named, she's Vice Mayor Rebecca Kaplan. She's the Oakland Vice Mayor. She's working for safe neighborhoods, local jobs, and a fresh start for Oakland. She graduated Phi Beta Kappa from MIT, obtained a master's degree from Tufts University, and a Juris Doctor from Stanford Law School. And I'm just trying to figure out how all of those things wind together. And then I'm trying to figure out how on earth do you pay your student loans back? None of that is germane, of course. She writes that throughout the United States, attention to the problem of gun violence seems to rise when there's a well-publicized shooting, but often does not last and fails to result in real action being taken. If we're going to be serious about stopping gun violence, we need to take action against the flow of illegal guns. In Oakland and elsewhere, a simple argument can turn into a shooting if the people involved have guns. Those who are profiting from bringing guns into our community from places with weaker gun laws must be caught and stopped. We have learned that the overwhelming majority of gun crimes are being committed by people who obtained their guns illegally. Shutting down access to illegal guns is a necessary step in reducing gun violence. That means that our state and federal officials need to act to help stop the flow of guns from other states into our communities. We need to close the background check loophole nationwide, and at the local level, we need to increase support to track down and shut down the sources of guns being used in local crimes. That's why I'm proud that I have fought for and won funding in the new City of Oakland budget to specifically focus on stopping gun crime. This work will include tracking down and shutting down sources of illegal guns and more. We need to improve police response to shootings, including responding when gunshots begin, even before someone is hit by a bullet, to catch people engaged in shootings, stop things before they escalate and take guns off the street. And we need the help of the public, too. One of the sources of guns used in crimes involves guns stolen from the homes of the public. Please do not leave a gun where it could be stolen. We need to strengthen prohibitions on anyone leaving guns and ammunition in a place that could be easily be taken, like the back seat of an unattended vehicle, and encourage everyone to avoid being a part of the problem of gun violence. The United States does not need to continue to lead the world in gun violence, but is choosing to inadequately crack down on the illegal gun dealing because of the power and wealth of the opposition. Inadequate federal dedication to stop illegal guns is causing violence and suffering throughout our communities. In order to build safer communities, particularly since many of the guns are coming from out of the state, we will need to continue to urge our state and federal leaders to take stronger action, especially on background check loopholes and illegal gun dealers. At the local level, we need to strengthen our own tracking and response to shootings and make clear that we will not tolerate the spread of illegal guns and gun violence in our communities. I don't know what gun law looks like in Oakland. However, Rebecca, let me tell you this, okay? If you want to, first of all, here's how you're going to be, this is what you're going to have to do. And even then, it's not going to stop it, okay? Understand that. It's not going to stop it. No matter what you do, it's not going to stop it. Not going to stop it. You can try to, like, seal. You can try to seal Oakland up like it's, you know, New York from Escape from New York. And you can try a whole bunch of different things. But as long as you become a gun-free haven, gun-free havens are black holes. They are sinkholes where crime is going to cluster. They're going to be coming there for you. They're going to be coming there for you because your citizens are easy pickings. You have fallen for all of the talking points you have not, for all of your college degrees that you have. You haven't learned how to research an issue, have you? If you want to stop it, let the citizens carry a gun. Tell your sheriff to make it easier for the people of Oakland to carry a gun. Then you're not the sinkhole anymore. Will that stop crime in its tracks? Tracks absolutely not. But it will reverse. It will turn. Everything that you're describing doing is pie in the sky. How are you going? Who's the illegal gun dealer? How are they identified? Do you think that prior to you, Rebecca Kaplan, taking a look at this, somebody hadn't said, maybe we should look at this and, you know, I don't know, take action? Do you think if it was that easy to track something down, that wouldn't already be being done? And I'm sorry to tell you this, but the Second Amendment keeps the federal government from some of the things that you want to have happen. And you're going to have to define for me an illegal gun. There are guns that are used illegally, to be sure. Just like there's hammers that are used illegally, and cars, and mailboxes, and tire irons, and knives, and all kinds of, all manner of things. Hands are used illegally. But you're going to have to show me the difference between a gun and an illegal gun. Because I'm willing to bet now, sure, there'll be some illegal guns that have, like, their serial number rubbed off. Okay. That, I will concede, is illegal. But here's the other thing. People that live in a city that have a car that has locks and a burglar alarm on it, okay? You say not to leave a gun where it can be stolen. With all of those things in place, they can still break into it. The alarm will be going off. Everybody will hear the window break. They still steal the gun. Same, likewise with houses. Better, you don't even know what you're talking about. How did you get to be vice mayor? You have no idea what you're talking about. And the people of Oakland are, I don't know, guys. I don't know how many listeners I might have in Oakland. Take a look at your elected officials, because one of them is completely off of a rocker because she believes that in the unicorn, the magical unicorn. And she believes that you, regular law-abiding people, if you have a simple argument and you have a gun, that you go to gunplay. Feel your hand. Good on you, Rebecca. Hope you can pay your student loans. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by TacticalHolsters.com. Or G-Code, as I know them. I built something one time called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and it was cobbled together. Good pieces, good quality pieces, not designed to run together. And I tried to stick the round peg into the square hole and make them work. And while it was light years ahead of not carrying anything, it was very clumsy. And then G-Code came out with the Contact Series. As soon as I got the traveler's bag, everything else went out the window. I mean, I didn't burn it or anything. It's actually sitting in here taken apart. But the Contact Series, the traveler's bag, this is designed exactly for what I had in mind. It's like they read my mind, which is disturbing. Some of these guys should probably go see a shrink. But their disturbance and their mindset is to our benefit. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Recently, we got the haughty announcement from he that I will call El Moron, which is Spanish for the moron, Secretary of State John Kerry, who is, he said that starting October the 1st, the administration is going to raise the refugee cap from its previous 70,000 to 85,000 this year, and then up to 100,000 next year, all to make room for the Syrian refugees, which, by the way, in Europe, 80% of the people coming there are not Syrian. The Syrians are actually taking up at refugee camps. They don't want to go so far from home. Half of the nation has left. They're not trying to get that far away from home. The 80% of the people coming there are actually trying. They've decided they're like Mexico here. They've decided to go to Europe for a better economic life. 2 weeks ago, El Moron told members of Congress the administration wanted to bring in 10,000 Syrians. Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, who I swear to God I wish he was the head of the Senate Majority Leader, responded with a letter asking Kerry to clarify. You see, the president just can't do that. He has to have congressional approval for that. The administration initially proposed raising the cap to $75,000, but Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration, Ann Richard, admitted they might add more later. The refugee resettlement industry, which makes about $1 billion a year placing refugees in our communities, is lobbying for $200,000, including 100,000 Syrians. Even MoveOn.org has joined this campaign. In addition to this, Obama is promising to use other avenues like parole, asylum, and temporary protected status to allow more Syrians. Grassley reminded them that they don't have the independent authority to do this. Increasing the cap requires consultation with Congress by law. As it turns out, the law also requires hearings, which so far Congress has never deemed necessary. Now, here's the thing. If they go ahead with this course of action, they should move to impeach him, Obama. Don't worry about President Joe Biden. They should move to impeach Obama. Stop threatening this cat unless you're going to do something to him. Don't be impotent. If you're going to threaten him, if you're going to look at him and say, you know, you got to come to us first. If he doesn't do it, give him a penalty. Don't be afraid to do it. He is not the people's president. We elected you to be in his way, so be in his way. The FBI said they cannot vet the Syrians for jihadi connections and sympathies because Syria is a failed state. Even Obama's own DNI director, James Clapper, said that the threat of ISIS infiltrating America by hiding among Syrian refugees is a huge concern. ISIS claims to have 4,000 fighters in Western Europe already. Now, that's not a military force. No, it is not. But remember the comparison I made to Chris Dorner. That's 4,000 Chris Dorners in Europe. Remember what one Chris Dorner did in Los Angeles. Even among Syrian refugees, a fifth claimed ISIS is a positive influence in the world. Here's the thing about Islam. With Islam comes Sharia law. There are no Islamic moderates out there. If they are Islamic, they are Sharia law, and they are extreme. Do you ever see an Islamic protest? Did you see any Islamic protests when they slammed into the Twin Towers? Saw a lot of dancing. Saw a lot of yelling. Didn't see any protests. I don't ever see any protests here. Here in the upstate of South Carolina, I know of two mosques. I never see a protest against Islamic terrorism. Never, ever, ever see one. Now, if a fifth of the refugees coming to the United States are, well, the warnings right now is that 2 out of every 100, okay? So, if we have 15,000, that gives us 300 hardcore fighters coming to the U.S. Despite these facts, and in an almost absolutely surreal display of ignorance, defiance, carelessness, vindictiveness, or perhaps some combination, Secretary Richard has said that the vetting process for Syrians will be streamlined. The Pope, who is rapidly revealing himself to be of the liberation theology, read that to be Marxist persuasion, will almost certainly use his visit this week to shame Congress into taking Syrians. Here's my question. What about American lives? What about those? You know, the ones that were born here. All of the second and third generation Asians and Hispanics, Black America, White America. What of all of those that are already here? Now, here's something else about this. Alan West's website pointed this out yesterday. The administration can't afford to sell out $100 million for bulletproof glass to go on Marine Corps recruiting office windows, okay? Yet, they will gladly spend more than $1 billion to furnish refugees with the following. This is what they get when they get here. They get a furnished home. They get help with rent. They get health care. They get nutritious, affordable food. They get English language classes. They get help building job and computer and financial literacy skills. They get education for their children. They get social services and community support. And they get legal services toward residency and citizenship. In Manchester, New Hampshire, the wait time for public housing in Manchester, New Hampshire has jumped from a few weeks to 5 years. And yet these refugees that will show up will go straight to the head of the line. In Minneapolis, the American Somali Muslim population, they've had 60 arrests in Minnesota because of these people wanting to go and hang out with ISIS. And that community is yielding them. They're recruiting from outside, or in some cases, they're already there and they want to go back and get a little more training. Now the administration plans to bring a group of people guaranteed to seed ISIS operatives among our communities. Why not? Let's, the Shopping Mall of America in Minnesota, where they had a warning and nothing happened. But what we ended up seeing, that doesn't mean it can't. How would you like a few beheadings? How would you like a few mass shootings, Mall of America? And would we call this now workplace violence? Congress cannot afford to bring into play their usual stupidity on this one. We've got El Moron out there trumpeting and being the guy and all this other stuff. We're going to have a stop to this. When we get back, Dick Heller strikes again on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
On the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Only holster I carry. For a reason. Because of this lifetime warranty that they have. Which, if you only use the holster to carry a gun and don't let it mix up with anything else or run it, have it run over by, you're never going to have to replace them. Takes an extraordinary circumstance to break one of these things. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. On September 18th, the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled that 4 of the Washington, D.C. gun registration requirements are unconstitutional. The plaintiff in the case, the District of Columbia versus Heller, was Anthony Heller, who prevailed in 2008 when the Supreme Court of the United States struck down the D.C. gun ban. In that same year, he filed suit against the D.C. gun registration scheme, claiming it was inconsistent with the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. A district court sided with D.C. in the case, and Heller appealed. In the course of the appellate process that followed, the D.C. Council enacted the Firearms Amendment Act of 2012, which repealed certain of the conditions for registration, such as the requirement that a pistol be submitted for a ballistic identification as part of the registration process, and reduced the burden upon registrants imposed by other provisions. But gun registration remained, so Heller augmented his suit to reflect the Firearms Amendment Act while continuing to appeal the decision. The D.C. Circuit's ruling made clear that there were many facets to the Heller case that included various requirements pertaining to registration. Those differed between handguns and long guns, and the processes related to both. In the end, the court upheld some of the requirements while siding with Heller and rejecting others. They upheld the basic registration requirement as applied to long guns. The requirement that a registrant be fingerprinted and photographed and make a personal appearance to register a firearm. The requirement that an individual pay certain fees associated with the registration of a firearm. The requirement that registrants complete a firearm safety and training course. They did strike down the requirement that a person bring with him the firearm to be registered. The requirement that the gun owner register or gun owner re-register his firearm every 3 years. The requirement that makes the registration of a firearm dependent upon passing a test of knowledge of the district's firearm laws and the ban on registering more than one pistol per registrant during any 30-day period. They handed down a 2-to-1 vote by a 3-judge panel. D.C. has yet to decide if they will appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States. I personally... I personally do not want to see them take it to the Supreme Court because I'm tired of this stuff being taken to the Supreme Court. I'm a big believer in Sun Tzu. I'm not sure that if this goes to, you know, every time you take something to the Supreme Court today, that opens up the possibility that they're going to let their Pandora's box flow forth, and we're going to get some new interpretation and a new law of the land. And since Congress will not step up and do their job, since they're being malfeasant in, prosecuting their responsibility there, they, I just don't have any confidence in them to do the right thing. Now, I get asked, right now what I'm primarily carrying in all of my guns, I get asked a lot of times about ammo. And I'm carrying something that is different nowadays. I'm carrying polycase ammunition. The actual bullet in a polycase, on a polycase round, is a polymer copper injection molded bullet. The tip of the polycase round, the Inceptor round, to be Inceptor ARX, looks like a drill bit. And this has some applications in today's world. Now, for a lot of people that want to carry nothing but a 1911, one of the big issues they've had is finding a round that will feed reliably into the 1911, since most of them seem to have issues feeding big hollow points. A 45 caliber hollow point is going to have a bigger hollow point than, say, a 9mm one, because it's a bigger round. The Inceptor ARX round doesn't have that issue. No. It's a solid tip. It's a solid tip. The way the round is designed, because it's, I mean, when you're looking at it from the tip forward, you're looking at what looks like a drill bit to you. But those cuts on the side of the round, they cause hydrostatic shock as it's flying through. Now, the other thing that happens with this, because it is part copper, is it doesn't come apart. It will malform. It will misshapen, but it does not fragment. And as it is going through, I mean, when you're looking at it when it's being shot at ballistic gelatin, the initial wound, the wound channel looks like a cyclone, a reversed cyclone. Big end at the beginning of the, on impact, and it just narrows down as it goes through the gelatin. That kind of a wound channel, we can surmise, would probably be quite incapacitating. Since we are looking for a quick stop, this is not a bad idea. Now, the other thing about these rounds is they're light. They're lightweight. The 45 caliber round is 114 grain. Okay? Now, they're light, and they exit going faster. The 45 caliber round exits doing 1,150 feet per second. You have a low recoil. You're no longer limited. As far as, I mean, for those of you that are 1911 purists, now you can carry your 1911. If your problem has been, well, you know, I can't use that good self-defense ammo, this problem is solved. So, the initial wound channel is like a boat propeller going in. It's something to be seen. The Inceptor round, the other thing it does is it performs consistently. Now, I'm carrying this in my 9mm pistols as well as my 45. And I'm going to carry it in all of my pistols. And plastic makes it into ammo. How about that? Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought this 20 years ago? Certainly not me. This also leads to the next thing, because we talked about this one time. This means that now if they're going to introduce plastic and these very exotic compounds, this lends itself to the possibility that one day this could be 3D printed. Instead of going out and buying by the thousands your rounds, if you have a 3D printer after you've printed your barrel, you can then print your bullet that goes down the barrel. The gun-grabbing nightmare. Interesting times we live in. Interesting times. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. We'll talk to him about what he's had going on in the past week. If you're not a member of Second Call Defense, you should be. You should be. It is the final piece in your self-defense toolbox, the final thing that you need to consider having. And the one thing, there's two things that I can't stress to you enough about what they do. One, they get you out of jail. It is splendid to have a lawyer. It's even more splendid to have a lawyer and not be in jail. If you've ever been in jail, you know what I'm talking about. For the law-abiding, jail's not a fun place to be. Secondly, when you shoot somebody, you're going to have there's going to be a great many things that happen to you, both physiologically and mentally. And Second Call Defense has a caveat in their system to take care of you if you need somebody to talk to. Physiological, it's going to come, it's going to go. The mental part, that will stay with you for the rest of your life. I know this for certain. So this is why everybody should be with Second Call Defense. We'll do this again in 22 hours, and you need to remember this and remember it very, very clearly. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.